Okay, today is Daf Yud of Masechta Me'ila. On Daf Yud, we're on the third line from the top. Easy Daf today, considering how hard it's been the past week. A little bit of a breather is not a bad thing. Here we go. Amar Rava. Rava says, a new din, which is, if you think about it, it's really an old din. Hakol Modiv, everybody agrees. She'im Nene Mibasar Kachay Kachim Shenitma, that if you have Hana, listen to this case, if you have Hana, from Basar Kachay Kachim, that became Tame, most have Kodim Zrika, before the Zrika. In other words, you did a Shechita, you're waiting to do Zrika, you're waiting online, and then somehow the meat becomes Tame. Someone died on top of it, and a sheriff fell, it becomes Tame. Says Rava, everybody would agree that if you did Me'ila now, or Umimure Kachekalim, or with Emurim Kachekalim, Lacha Shahal Elon, after you put it up there. In other words, you put it up on the Mizbeach, you put it up on, this one's a little harder, you put it up on the Mizbeach, while it's up on the Mizbeach being burnt, you take it off and sell it. Dipater. In both those cases, you're putter. Why you putter? Oh, one second. But the first case, it was kachay kachim, kachay kachim. Now that you didn't do anything with it yet. Before Zrika. Right. So, the moon's already being burned, so you touch it now, you didn't do anything. What if it was kachay kachim case? Kachay kachim is before Zrika, standing online, now it's tame, got tame. Now you go sell it, you go, be over me, you're not over anything. The reason is because nothing you can do with this meat. Now that it's tummy, you can't go on the bath. Now that it's tummy, you can't eat it. So it's not, it's mom is going to the garbage. They might as well sell it. So Gemara says, this is so, what Rava said, it's so not a chiddush, pshita. It's obvious. My come opposite. What did you lose? What did you diminish? You didn't do anything. Right, little Rashi, pshita, the putter, of course you putter. Right on the side. My kamasid, what did you diminish? What kind of loss did you cause to base on it? Kevan, the nitmu basar kachay kachim. Since the basar kachay kachim got tame, lo chazu, lo le kahanim, below the boa. It's not right to anybody. Hashem can't take that, and the kahanim can't eat it. Right? You hear that? Ube emure, by the way, the emure kachay kalim, much harder. Ube emure kachay kalim, nami, also you didn't do anything. Harek varhelon v'nasas mitzvasa. It's already up there. It already got its mitzvah. You climbed up and took it down. 1 minute. Vim tomar. Wait a minute, says Rashi. Ha'amrin b'pirkin le'el. We learned on Dav Hey. That's very hard, one of the very hard dots. We learned on Dav Hey. That ha'pigul le'olam mo'olim bo'o. That pigul always creates me'ila. In other words, a carbon done with pigul is always subject to me'ila. So why is a carbon done with pigul subject to me'ila? Pigul also is not edible. Why is that, yes, subject to me'ila? But tum over here is not subject to me'ila. What's the difference? Says Rashi. You hear that question? Lo parchinan ma'ika masiv. We don't ask that question on Daf Hey. I don't understand. Why are you over me'ila if it's pigul? What'd you diminish? Now let me eat it now, you will mafagal it. We don't answer that question. Okay? Why not? Hi, Nutaima. The reason is, the molen bo, the reason why you're over me'ila, howel, since, umiratzen b'lifigulon. Since you do everything else perfectly, the chashif kule hai, it's still necessary, that tzarech zrikas damim, l'kovo b'pigul. Since you must do everything perfectly in order for pickle to work, chashiv nami demolinbo. Therefore, we're going to consider it still meila apagaf the lomasid, even though there's no loss. You hear that answer? What do you think of that answer? Since, let's say you did the shechita. During the shechita, you had pickle. In order for pickle to work, you have to do everything else perfectly. Therefore, since you do everything else perfectly, we're going to say Me'ila still applies. Here, it became Tame. Everybody can just go home. There's nothing to do. Right? Can't close shop for going home now. Nothing to do.
That's what we have to do. Me'ila is every good
right? So here, it's out of your ability to use it because it's tummy. It's tummy. You can't use it. Hashem Magofa can't take it. So it has nothing to do with it. It's going to get thrown in the garbage. There's no me'ilah. I, by the pill, also getting thrown in the garbage. That's because it's pickle, so everything else is perfect, so we're going to make the pickle still apply. Okay. Okay? So we're back into the Gemara. The Gemara asked, what did I need Rabbi to tell me this for? Pasha. Right? It's obvious. Ma'adatayim, I would have thought. Basar kachay kachim. Shenitma. Since basar kachay kachim that got tummy. It's le mitzvah sreifo l'kahanim. The kahanim now have a job to burn it. You can't just throw it in the garbage, you know, put it in the trash compactor and walk home. Again, I'll do that. It's a mitzvah to burn it. So I would have thought, since it's a mitzvah to burn it, they still not done with the avodah. Somehow it's still considered an avodah. Or, kachay kalim, when it comes to kachay kalim, ikka mitzvah lahafuche bitinura, it's still a mitzvah to turn over the things on the mitzvah, make sure they really get burned. It's still a mitzvah to do that. Therefore, if I remove it, or I climb up the mitzvah and I take it down, I did do ve'ilah, because it's still a mitzvah to stoke it. Kamash malan, dilo. Comes along, Rava, no, even though you're right, that's not an avoda enough to make it still subject to me'ilah. As Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Exactly. Rashi says, Kamash malan, dilo. Right? The ikashala, you want to ask you the following question. Amai amar Rava. Why did Rava say, emure kachay kalim? That emure kachay kalim. We just learned yesterday. We learned yesterday that lifnei trumas hadeshen, before trumas hadeshen, kule alma lo pligi demolinvo. Everybody held you still subject to meila. What do you here? We're at a stage way before trumas hadeshen. The meat's not even completely burnt. And what does Rava say? There's no meila. Yesterday we said, when does meila leave? When it turns into ashes. Till then, it's still me'ila. What's going on here? Amai Potter says, Rashi, hello, Kasha. That's not a Kasha. Le'el, my read yesterday, when we said it's a rule about Kachay Kachim, that was Ba'afar Ola. Ube Emuri Kachay Kachim. That was by Kachay Kachim, the Chamiri, the very Machmir. Mishum Hachi, Mol and Behen, you're over me'ila. Ad Shietu Lebeis Hadeshah. Me'ila doesn't go away until it turns into ashes. Aval be'imure kachay kalim. But over here, we're talking about kachay kalim. Delo chamiri, not at kulehai, not so machmer, mishum hachi. Therefore, hanenem mehen lach sha'alu pater. When does the me'ila go away? Once the burning starts. How much has to be burnt? I don't know. But at some point, the me'ila goes away. Okay? Now, look at the Tosvos. See the Tosvos of Hakol Modim? That would do five lines from where the lines, before the lines get wide. He teaches the Im Tomar. The first word on the line is the Im Tomar. You see it? Five lines before the lines get wide. See it? No. The Im Tomar. Gabe Imure Kachay Kalim. You don't see it. No, not that one. The one before that. Five lines before that. See that where it says the Im Tomar Gabe Imure Kachay Kalim? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, fine. And then the end of the line. The Tosfos is asking Mati's question. But didn't even realize he asked it. But Tosfos is asking what he really just alluded to. The Im Tomar asks Tosfos, wait a minute. Gabe Imure Kachay Kalim, when it comes to Kachay Kalim, but the Imurin, Maishna Divadai Hafuche Bitinura Avodahi. Says Tosfos, there's no question that stoking the emurin is an avoda. How do I know that? Kid the Amar, it says in Shavuos, Zor shehifech b'tzinura chayav misa. If somebody does that, if a Zor does it, it's chayav misa. How on earth can Rava say, don't worry about it, it's all good, you can go take it down now. Not going to be me'ila. What do you mean it's not going to be me'ila? It's an avodi. Someone does that, if a Zor does it, it's chayav misa. Right? How could you say it's not an avoda? What? No, he's not allowed to do this business. What do you see? They're doing this business. You gave the answer. They're doing this business. is an avoda. So what do you mean it knows no me'ilah? What's Rava talking about? B'yesh lomar, listen to what Mati was mechadek. The low dummy, that doesn't compare. The hasam, gabe hotzos, deshen, right? So what's by deshen, which Rashi was bothered with, by deshen, lo sagi b'lav hachi. You must do it. Doing truat hadeshen is part of the avoda. He can't get out of it. Avo gabe tafuche b'tinura, sagi b'lav hachi. It's okay without it. You don't have to do it, as you said before. It's going to happen anyway. It's going to get burned. Yeah, if Zohar does it, he's taka chayavisa, because it's taka and avoda. But it's not a necessary avoda. It doesn't have to be done. You let it stay there overnight, it'll become charcoal ashes by the morning. No question about it. If you're in a rush and you don't want to hang around, you can stoke the thing and go, that you can do. And if a Zohar does that, it's chayavisa. You don't have to do it. Therefore, it's not an avoda. She'im ha'yerotza, if you want to, ha'yemeniachum is achlemeilein. You can leave it alone, it'll get burnt by itself. Below hipuch, but it's in our cloud, without stoking it at all. Therefore, says Rav, it's on the vote. Now, if it's Zohar 100% Zohar Chaimit, no question about it. That says it is an avoda, but it's not necessary. You don't have to do it. Therefore, you can sit there all night. Therefore, take it off, get out over Me'ilah. By Trumas of that sense, there's no choice. You must do it. It's a chiyuv, you gotta do it. Therefore, the shear is different, as the Rashi said before. That's the kachikachim. Kachikalim, it's all different. Good? Amar Rava, Hada Marta, that which we said yesterday. Yesterday we rushed it a little bit. Right? Yesterday we said that if somebody has a carbon, somebody has to, what did we say yesterday? Where am I? Amar Rava, Hada Amarta, that which we said yesterday. Kfar Kreva Chatos, Yelchu L'yam HaMelech, that if somebody had a Chatos, and then he had to bring, he was over Me'ilah. Right? What was the case? I'm sorry. Somebody was over, one minute. When you said yesterday that, remember we had two cases. Sometimes the money has to go to the Yam HaMelech, right? When you set aside your money for the Keren and the Chomesh, remember we said this yesterday. When you set aside your money for the Keren and the Chomesh, so we said on some case we said if it's a Chatas, if it was for a Chatas, it has to go to the Yam HaMelech. Why? Because the rule is that if you have a carbon Chatas, and then you have another carbon chatas, and you get kapara with one, the second one has to go to Yam HaMelech. The second one has to die. Why? Because the chatas, you got a kapara already. And then Yossi said yesterday, what do you mean? You're donating money to throw it into the garbage? What? The chatas, no money. He said, the money you throw in the river. Right? Why? Because the money is viewed as what? As money for a chatas. It's already been brought. It's already been pledged. What do I do with this money? I throw it down the drain. So Yossi said, that's crazy. You set aside the money just to lose it? Now, Rava says, that's right. There's a rule that you're not allowed to do that even. Correct. By an usher. Correct. So Amar Rava, right. Hada Marta, that which we said yesterday. Kfar kadma chatas, if you already brought the chatas. Yolichu liyam hamelach. You have to throw the money out. Hani mili, that's only true. It's yodale kame kapara. Well, you knew about it before you got the kapara. In other words, you knew. You were aware of your me'ilah. You were aware of it. You were aware of it before you bought the behemoth for the chatas. You were aware of it. What should you have done now? Right? What do I got to do now? I was over me'ilah. It cost me whatever. I have to pay now. $100, that includes the carrot plus the chomesh, right? Whatever me'ilah I was over. I know that I have to do this, right? Now, I already set aside money for a chatas, whoever said he said the money for a chatas for. Right? Why is he saying he has money for a chatas? What chatas? The me'ila is an usha me'ila. I'm not sure. What's the chatas here? A different chatas? My question is, what? My question to you yesterday is, what? What chatos? No, what chatos? No, it's an asham. So where was that that we said that yesterday? Here it is. One second. Okay, so we're going to say nene mitmei chatos. Right, that's the case. Committed meila with the chatos money. Right. Sorry, committed meila with the chatos money. You what? You turned the light on Shabbos. You had to bring a chatos. You set aside money. Then you used that money to go to Las Vegas. Then you realize, oh my goodness, I used that money. That's meila. I have to now pay a Karen and a Chomesh. Right? What you should do is, and I knew all this. I know this already. You should have taken the original money, plus the Karen, plus the Chomesh, and buy a very nice, big, fat chatas. You should have done it. Right? All the money's rolled into one. You didn't do that. You took the original money, replaced it, bought a chatas. And the Karen and Chomesh are sitting here. Says Rava, in that case, the Karen and the Chomesh will go down the drain. No. And then you have to bring a carbon me'ila. That carbon's called it asa. So you were over me'ila on a chatos. Not on a chatos itself, on the money that's being designated for a chatos. So the money's going for a chatos. The extra money that you have sitting here that you did not combine is considered money. It's considered as if a chatas has already been brought. This money has to die. You can't kill money, but you can certainly lose the money. Correct, understand? What? Right. You understand? You should have combined it. You didn't. Therefore, that money has to go down the drain. What do you mean? No, nothing you can do with it. You paid it. I'll get a receipt from Bezin. Bezin will say, okay, he gave them care plus the promise. He's going to bring in Asher Me'ila also. Now we're going to take this money and send it to the Yamamela. Right? Avo, but if you found out you were over Me'ila, La'achar Kapara, right? What happened? I had money. I turned the line on by accident at the shop. I set aside money. Then I took that money and I went to Las Vegas. Then I came back. Then I took other money and I brought my chatas. After that, after sitting at the Shabbos table, I opened up a second me'ila, and I realized I just made a big mistake. Now what do? Now I have to take a carrot and a chomesh. My chatas has already been brought. I already got a kapara for that. Now in such a case, says Rava, the money will not go down the drain. Right? Lacha kapara, yiplu l'nedava. It goes for a nedava. My time, why? Why? Because she'ein mafrishin t'chil l'ibud. You don't set aside money to have it specifically go down the drain. In no case did the money have to go down the drain. What? That's because you should have combined it. But you didn't. So you didn't you were mafreshit for that. You weren't mafreshit to have it go down the drain. You were just negligent. You were mafreshit, right? You're a big lamdin. But you, okay, whatever, you made a mistake. So you take the money that you've set aside for the chatas, take the carrot and the chomesh, and buy a very fat chatas. That's what you should have done. You didn't do that. You separated it. In such a case, the money has to go down the drain. It's your own negligence. Here, you already got the kapara. But 6 months later, the Dafyomi wasn't up to the Eila at that point. He didn't know anything about that. Now you learn, oh my goodness, I didn't know I can use that money for something else. I was going to replace it. I was tight. Right? The money was sitting in the drawer. I was going to replace it and put it back. I didn't know that's the Eila. Now what do? I have to set aside a carrot and a chomesh. What do I do with that carrot and a chomesh? Buy it. What do I do with it? The answer is it goes for a nedava. Make sense? Makes perfect sense. Okay? Good? Okay, very good. Next Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about more things that you could do, that you could be over me'ila possibly. Hakomet, a Kamita, the Halavona or Lavona, Hakatoret or Katoret, the Minchas Kahanim, or the Mincha that a Kohen brings, or to Minchas Kahanim. A Minchas Kahanim is a Mincha that a Kohen brings. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Mincha that a Kohen Gadol brings twice a day, right? He brings half in the morning and half at night, right? Uminchas Nesachim, I heard a very nice Muslim part. Why does the only carbon you have, you bring half of it in the morning and half of it now, half of it later? There's no other carbon like that. Even a carbon tumit, you bring it twice a day, but it's a complete thing in the morning. Why do you bring a half? I heard a nice part. You know, he's the most important person in the supply for him. He's so chashuv, so special. You shouldn't let it get to his head. You only do half the story here in the morning. The other half is going to come later. Don't think you're so hot stuff. You don't like it? Okay, anyway. Minchas Nesachim, a Minchas Nesachim is the wine that accompanies Karbanos. Mol and Behen, you can be over Me'ila, Misha Huktishu. All of them, as Rashi points out, Misha Huktishu, Kedushas Peh Fa'alma. Just saying, that wine, I'm bringing that wine for the Beis HaMikdash. Once I say that guy knocks on the door, you have that bottle, I'll give you $1,000 for that bottle. $1,000, you don't need Karbanos, I can bring $1,000, I'll sell it. Sell it to over Mila. Why? It's not, isn't all two is sitting on your dining room table? Yes. Saying we're going to do that, make the Kodesh enough, and now you're over Mila. Kajan Bekli, now once it goes into a Kli, at the ground, at the base of Mikdash itself, the Hukshar, now it becomes ready, the same thing we had yesterday, Li Pasel, the Tfoyam, the Chosikipurim, Ubelina. Now it'll cause all this Tumah to happen. And the Chayavan Alav, Mishum Noser, Mishum Tamei. Now you also chayav for Noser and Tamei. However, Upigal Einba. There can be no pigal any of these items. Why not? Because the Mishnah's going to say why not in a minute. With Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Anything that has a Matir, in Kol Zaklal, Kol Sheyesh Lo Matirin. You cannot be over pigle, noser, and tamei until the matir is brought. Now, pigle, I understand. Pigle, I understand. I have a pigle thought by shtika. What's the matir? The matir is the zrikat adam. There can be no pigle until the zrikat adam. What? No, why noser and tamei? So the answer is because it's learned out of pigle. They're all zigzera shavim. We had this in Tzavah. In Tzavah. Right. And what if I somehow did? What if I took a piece of meat before this week? So you can think of all these crazy cases. But the answer is, it has to be the same story. Because she ain't lo matirin, but if there is no matir, for example, ketores, there's no matir, it gets burnt, that's it. So if there's no matir, there's no pickle. Kivon shek... Yeah? 1 minute. It could be noser and tummy on ketores. Once you put that into a kli, chayav and lavishim noser v'tamei. Noser v'tamei is still applied. Upigle ain bo, there is no pigle. Look at the Rashi. There's one Rashi here. It's the Rashi of kol sheyesh lo matirin. Kol sheyesh lo matirin. You see the Rashi that kol sheyesh lo matirin? Any carbon that has a matir. Like what? Kigon. Shlamim, chatas, asham. Didaman matir he'emurin. The dam permits the emurin, lahaktara, to be burned, and lahabasa lakahanim. And right after the zrika, what happens now? You can eat some of the meat, and the mizbeach gets some of the meat. By the way, o davashiyesh lo matirin le mizbeach bolvat. There could be a matir, it's only for the mizbeach. Kigon, olas aov, olas behema, didaman matirin le mizbeach. U kigon, shtealechem, didaman shalt kvasim. Hain matirin osam. Right on Shavuot, the karbanos are a matir for the shtei alechem. Who could go and lachem upon him? The bazichin matirin osam. The bazichin is a matir for them. Uminchos shenitzaros bekomet. Same thing with the mincha. The komet is a matir for the shirayim. However, the rest of the item, there's no matir. Right? 1 minute. Look at the Rashi, it's one line Rashi. B'chol davar she'ein lo matirin, kigon. Hakomet, v'halavona, dehein atzman matirin. They themselves are the matir. There's nothing more to do. Nothing more happens. What? No, I put it on a kli. I put it in the kli. What do I do after that? That's it. I put on the mizbeah. There's nothing else to do. Everything else has something else to do. One step matters another step. Okay, there is no other step. Therefore, there's no tiggle. Now, what if I leave it in the clear and never bring it? You can be over Noser in the morning. That can still happen. Right? That can still happen. As I said, Noser still applies. Tomei, yeah. It's in a clear. Tomei person can't go play with that. It's conscience. But there is no pickle. Okay? Says the Gemara, Menahani Mili. How do you know? How do you know what? The Rashi says, how do you know that Noser and Tomei, on top line, Noser and Tomei, Chayavan Alehen, Bein Davashi Yesh Lomatirin, Bein Davashi Ein Lomatirin. Pigle only applies if it's a Matir. What about Noser and Tomei? How do we know that they have such a thing even if there's no Matir? So, Tan Rabbanan, Yachal El Chayavan Mishlam Tuma El Davashi Yesh Lomatirin. I would think, how could something be Tomei if it doesn't have a Matir? How could that be possible? How could Ketores be Tomei? The dinu is the Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? Ma pigle. Pigle so machmer. Right? So machmer. Why is it so machmer? Shehu b'di'acha. All you need is one yediyah. What's one yediyah? One machshava will ruin the whole pigle. And, what? Will ruin the whole carbon, I'm sorry. And, carbono kavua. And, it's a carbon kavua. Not like a carbon oliviorid. No such thing. Regular carbon. Unlike Tuma is a carbon oliviorin. Right? If you go into the base of the Mikdash grounds with your Tomei, you can get away with an oliviorin, you can get away with a cheap carbon. Pigle must something like that. Velohutur michlalo, and pigle is never mutter. Never mutter pigle. Tuma sometimes is mutter. If the whole size was Tomei, it's mutter. Pigle is never mutter. Velohutur michlalo, ein chayavin el al davashi yesh lo matirin. And the only way you're going to be chayav pigle if there's a matir. So Tuma, shehi b'shtei yediyos. Tuma has a quirk. You have to know beforehand that you were Tomei, then you forgot, then you remembered at the end. Remember we had all that? Tuma's different. Two yediyos. And the kavana olav yored, and if you do it, you can get away with an olav yored, and hotzer mechlala, and it's mutter, it's all chayav shol. So many kulas. Ein odin shelo yehi chayav el davar sheishal matirin. Should it only apply by davar sheishal matirin? Hamad lomar, emor, alihem, ledorasechem, polish, asher, yekar, bikem, sarachem, kachal, hakachim, hakasav, bedaber. Any kind of kachim. No excuses, no coolers. But pickle, there are coolers, but tumor, there are none. Yachal, ye chayavin, alav, miyad. So maybe you're chayiv right away, miyad, even before the matir is brought. Right? Maybe even so early, right away, it's no, right away, it's tumor. I have to wait till after I do the matirin. Right away, it should be Tomei. Talmud Lomar, Asher Yakriv. And Rashi points out, the Ha Yakriv, Mashma Negia, means touching. The Benegia Luchuda Machayev, touching it alone, your Chayev, the Chiyaga, the Betagamin, Are Yakriv. Because the word Yiga can mean be back with it. And Amr Belazar, the Chiyesh Nogea Shu Chayev. What do you mean? How do you Chayev by touching? What's the problem with that? Problem with that? Yesh no geya shul chayev. Yichayev kareis just touching kachim, right? We really say you only chayev if you eat it. Haketad. What that means is kol davar sheyesh lo matirin ein ochayev ela sheakrivu matirin. You only chayev until you're makriv. Kol davar sheein lo matirin, and if there's no matir, ein ochayev you're not chayev ad sheyakdesh bekli until it goes into a kli. Therefore, what we say that by tuma you're. Even though there's no logic to this, why do you need matirin? But we said it's a gerushava to pickle, but tuma will apply even if there are no matirin. Also, unlike pickle, all right? Very good. Hajin ala chatas ha'ov, hajin ala chatas ha'ov, hajin ala chatas ha'ov. Should we stop now? Fine. So we'll stop now. He asked me to stop in the for the new parak. He's very excited to learn the new parak about the five chatas that have to go die. Very excited to start something like that. I don't want to end up with dying. So, we will say, what shall we say? We'll say that today, alright, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow at the new Perek, Perek Gimel of Maseches Me'ilah. We're going to be done in about another week. And Me'ilah is the only day of the 7-year cycle, I believe, where we're going to finish the Masechta and start a Masechta on the same day. Yeah. It's considered one page. The last half of Me'ilah had 6 lines over here. And then on the bottom of the page, Kedem will begin the same day. All right, yeah. So I believe we're going to do that. I guess that's on next week. All right, everyone have a day. We'll stop now. Everyone have a good day.